Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the qualifications and the conditions of the Imam of the Ummah. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam lists many of the conditions which an Imam must possess in order for him to be truly deserving of the Imamat. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "You certainly know that he who is in charge of the honor, the lives, the duty, the booty, the commandments, and the leadership of the Muslims must not be the following." And he lists a number of things, qualities and features which that imam, that leader, should not have. First of all, a miser. And the imam also, it's interesting to note that he also coincidentally lists the reasons why this is so, why he should not have these features and these distinctions, or why he, conversely, he must have them. First of all, he must not be a miser. Why? As he would avidly crave their wealth. Obviously, he would crave their wealth, and he might, you know, usurp their wealth and act unjustly towards them. Nor as an ignorant man. He should not be ignorant. He should be wise, sagacious, and have knowledge. As he would mislead them with his ignorance. Obviously, if he didn't have knowledge, if he didn't have sagacity and awareness, and he was ignorant, then he would lead people astray in his ignorance. Nor crude in his manner, meaning he shouldn't be harsh and crude in his manner. Why? For he would estrange them with his crudeness, meaning people would not feel an affinity for him. People would be turned off by him. People would not admire him, would not follow him and listen to his orders. Nor one who deals unjustly with the distributing of wealth, thus preferring one group over another. He should be fair and just in his distribution of the public's wealth. Obviously, it doesn't mean that he should distribute it all equally to everybody. No, it means that he should utilize that wealth in a proper manner and channel those funds, the public funds, in the direction of those services which the community and which the nation really need. And whether that could vary from case to case and from situation to situation. Then in continuation, the Imam says, nor one who accepts bribes in his ruling. He should be a person who does not succumb to his temptation of accepting bribes. Why? Lest he forfeit people's rights and pass judgments without them. Lest he forfeit people's rights and pass judgment without them. Meaning without, he would accept a bribe and trample upon a person's rights and oppress him. All of this would lead to the disintegration of society and the degeneration of the nation. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the conditions of the Imam and the qualifications of the leader in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد